Moving on now to the third story here on the top five. The Syrian army has made further advances in the battle against the militants in the northern regions of the country. The army regained full control of the town of Esal al-Ward in al-Qalamun district near Damascus. The gains come one day after the government forces destroyed the fortifications of insurgents in different parts of al-Qalamun. Troops have also killed a number of insurgents there. Some of the militants escaped to border areas near Lebanon. Meanwhile, the army is carrying out fresh operations in the central Homs province and has advanced to the Juratul Shaya district. Well, Mr. Hisham Jaber is a retired Major General with us now live from Beirut. Mr. Jaber, thank you for being with us on the top five. Following these advancements that have been made by the army, a lot of observers have come out saying that it looks like the Syrian government is gaining the upper hand across the country as a whole in the battle with militants. Do you think that the army, however, is nearing a full victory?
Yes, we think day after day, I think the Syrian army makes significant success on the land, and especially around Damascus and the Qalamun area. The Qalamun is very difficult area. The decision was made to liberate Al-Qalamun. We see that after Yabrud and we have Ma'loula, and then we have today Asal Ward, all this success within a couple of weeks. And the last town, in my opinion, will be Zabadani. It's very important area, and also the Syrian army in this one, it will finish the control of Al-Qalamun. It will protect the suburb of Damascus, the capital, which is a priority for the regime, and the road between Damascus and Latakia and the Syrian coast. And also it made success, you know, to last month to control the north borders with Lebanon when the Syrian army did control Qal'at al-Husn, of course. But there is a lot to think, so to steps to do. There are priorities. President Assad said before the end of this year, we can find, he said that there is something different, you know, on the land. He means that after a military success, the solution, peaceful solution, in my opinion, will have chance to get a peaceful solution. But as we see that it's very, very hard, you know, battles made by the Syrian army. What are the reasons the Syrian army is making success? Because those insurgents are foreigners. They don't know the land. There is lack of single command between them. And also they don't have any positive or friendly environment in those cities where they are fighting now. And the Syrian army is well equipped. They know the land, their lands, and they are really qualified. All those reasons, you know, explain the Syrian army advance and Syrian army success on the land in Syria. But we have to wait, and I think the Syrian regime, as we know, has, as we said, several priorities. You know, priority one is Damascus, the capital, the borders between Lebanon and Syria, the access, for example, why Zabadani is next, because it controls the road between Damascus and Beirut, which is very important for the regime. And I think it's a matter of days, and the whole area will be under control of the army.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hisham Jaber, retired Major General, with us there live from Beirut.